This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Nearly a year on from the military coup in Myanmar, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet urged the international community on Friday to intensify pressure on the country's military to stop its campaign of violence and restore civilian rule. After speaking in person with human rights defenders there, Ms. Bachelet conveyed their appeal for the international community not to abandon them and to hold the military accountable. She urged governments and business leaders to listen to their plea, saying that it is time for an urgent, renewed effort to restore human rights and democracy in the country. Ms. Bachelet relayed chilling accounts of journalists being tortured, sham trials of political opponents, and indiscriminate attacks, including airstrikes on populated areas. And the UN Human Rights Office has documented on a daily basis gross human rights violations, mostly committed by security forces, including village burnings, mass arrests, summary executions, and the use of torture, all built on impunity. As long as impunity prevails, stability in Myanmar will be a fiction, she said. The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq expressed deep concern on Friday over a wave of what is described as despicable attacks targeting political party offices, homes, businesses, and most recently, a rocket attack on Baghdad International Airport. Although strongly condemned across the political spectrum, the perpetrators and rogue groups behind the violence appear to enjoy impunity and have yet to be identified or brought to account. In a statement issued on Friday, UNAMI underscored that all stakeholders move beyond condemnations and swiftly expose those behind the callous attacks. The UN mission said that dialogue must be intensified to find solution to political disputes and called for restraint during what is a critical yet delicate transitional period. As the COVID-19 Omicron variant continues to spread globally, the head of the UN Children's Fund, Henrietta Fore, has again urged governments to do everything in their power to keep it from further disrupting children's education. To avert a learning catastrophe and put children back on track, she called for schools to be kept open as the number one priority. Calling for bold action, Ms. Fore highlighted the need for comprehensive support with a particular focus on marginalized children, such as catch-up classes, mental health and nutrition assistance, protection, and other key services. She said teachers and school staff should be vaccinated immediately once frontline healthcare workers and high-risk populations had been inoculated. Ms. Fore said UNICEF supported vaccinations for children, but getting a shot should not be a prerequisite for in-person schooling. We must collectively do everything we can to keep children in school, she added. Liz Scafidi, UN News.